Mr. Mayor, Madam Mayoress, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 28th Annual General Meeting of the Winchester and District Talking Newspaper Association. A couple of pointers to do with health and safety, really. If, unfortunately, there should be a fire, please make for the entrance over there, or that one over there. Last year, I made the mistake of saying, I'm now going to tell you what happens if there's a fire. And you all obviously knew what would happen if there was going to be a fire. But we'll. So that was a pathetic joke to be avoided this year. I'm delighted that you, Mr. Mayor and Madam Mayoress, are able to join us today for the AGM and afterwards for our afternoon tea, which is something we're famous for here at WTN, as many of you will know. And I think that's why many of you are actually here. But but you're here anyway, so thank you. The first item on the agenda is apologies. And I've had apologies from Tom McInulty, the Macular Society. And those of you who know Tom will know that he's a remarkable chap and loves to come to all our events. But when I was talking to him and inviting him not so very long ago, he said, I don't want you to be upset by this, but I have an offer of going to Florida and swimming with the dolphins. And I've decided to do that. So there'll be words to be had with him when he gets back.
And his dog.
And his dog. Well, one of them, yes. The new dog, Toby.
Swimming with dolphins.
Swimming, yes, maybe. Also had apologies from Anna O'Brien from Winchester Radio and David McVitty, Chichester Area Talking News, and also from 24 members, friends and other supporters. But set against those apologies, there are 46 acceptances. We'll have a count up later just to see how accurate that 46 is. So to everyone here today, welcome and thank you very much for coming. The next item on the agenda, it would help if I had an agenda. It's okay, I've got
many agenda.
So the next item on the agenda is minutes of the last meeting. May I please take it by a show of hands that the minutes of last year's meeting are approved, or are there any matters arising? Could I have a show of hands for yes to take them as read, please? Thank you very much. So we can put those into the annals. Which then brings us on to the chairman's report. We're going through this very quickly, aren't we? It's marvellous. I'm pleased to report another active and successful year. By the way, I've got to stand very still now because Jane Richards, who's no relative of mine, which is a great pity, but she's not, she is recording the whole shooting match here today. And she's always accusing me of standing on the squeaky boards and continually doing that with my papers. I'm not going to today. Yes, we've had another successful year, although there are still far too many people in the area who don't know about us and they don't know what we do. And we keep spreading the word, therefore. We're always doing things, much activity throughout the year, to try and spread the word about what a wonderful free service we offer to blind and visually impaired people in the area. Now, mostly this takes the form of giving talks to groups. If you know, anybody here, if you know of any group which would like to have a talk about Winchester Talking Newspaper and what we do, how we do it, we're always delighted to visit and give a little presentation. We don't mind whether there are two people or 102, it makes no difference. We'll go pretty much anywhere in the area to explain to people what we do. But we do things other than talks. On the 8th of July last year, we attended the South of England Talking News Conference in Chichester, And there were 70 people from over 10 different talking newspaper groups who were in attendance, which was a stimulating forum, really, to be able to discuss, all of us, how we do things, because we don't all do things exactly the same way. We do things the best way, of course, and there are lots of people who could learn a lot from us. But it was interesting, nevertheless. Now, 8 days after that, on the 16th of July, there was a charity open day at Longstock Park Water Garden. That's the Leckford estate, the Waitrose place. We helped with the car parking, and we had two collection points inside. The water garden was open to the general public between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. We received £500 for helping on the day, and we collected a total of £110.68 in the tins, which was terrific. And thanks to all people who put money in the tins, of course, but also thank you to the volunteers who helped to man the car park and so on. In October 2017, we helped again with the Clarendon Marathon, for which we received a donation of £300. And we'll be helping with the marathon again this coming autumn. I beg your pardon. Sunday the 7th of October, for those who are interested. Even if you don't come to volunteer, it's a marvellous event to see where we are. I forget exactly what our welcome station is. What's it called, that one, do you know?
No.
I don't know. But it's towards the end of the run. And it's marvellous to see these runners, absolutely shattered and sweating, come running up through this lane. We've been standing there very calm and handing out drinks all afternoon, or morning, that is. So it's a good event. There was a monthly Monday morning Wanston coffee cafe at the Wanston Arms on the 16th of October, where Winchester Talking Newspaper was the chosen charity. And that was a terrific event. And the income from that was £274.20. Absolutely extraordinary. I believe that was the second highest amount collected for a charity after Macmillan. On the 26th of October, Noel Thorpe Tracy and I drove down to attend the AGM of Chichester Area Talking Newspaper, which was a very interesting experience. And all talking newspapers do things differently, don't they, Noel? but it was a good event and very different from the way we do things. So that was pretty good fun. Now then, news about the studio. Everybody wants to know what goes on in the studio, because in fact a lot of people amongst our volunteers don't ever set foot in the studio. Many do, but many don't. Now then, we had a bit of a disaster in July last year because the Audescence pod blaster failed.
I'm shocked.
I know, but indeed.
But we've got ointment for it now, it's fine.
I've no idea what that means, by the way, but I thought I'd put it in and say it. It's true, so I'm not making it up. But we got that ordered a replacement mixer unit, and evidently that solved the problem. Heating has been a problem, though. We've had no heating all winter in our studio, because, as you know, our studio is in Steeles, the Undertakers. We have a room there, which we rent from them, and they're having an awful lot of construction work. And the builders who are in charge of this construction work, without thinking, disconnected the boiler which serves that part of the building. And it's pretty cold in there on a November morning, I can tell you. So we make do and have made do, really, with a halogen heater and something else. What is it we have?
Convector,
thank you. And so thanks very much to all the people who go and work in the studio. Lots of people do. And thanks very much for putting up with that cold. But we have warmth from inside, of course, which is something. We've had all our equipment PAT tested, which of course means portable appliance testing. And Great thanks to our on treasurer, Peter Lydiard, and a friend of his from the Chesil Theatre for doing all that, because it takes hours, doesn't it? Hours and hours.
Well, it was. I just organised it. It was those of you who know David James from the Chesil very kindly came in and spent probably about 4 hours. It's amazing how much kit there is in the studio, and everything has to be disconnected, plugged into a monitor, recorded, labelled, put back again. We did give him a bottle or something.
Yeah. Quite right, too. But it's all done, because we have to do that legally as a legal requirement, isn't
it?
So. All done. Now then, carrying on again about the studio, Celia Ferguson, who unfortunately can't be here today, most of you know Celia, she donated a roll of remarkable green fabric, sturdy, robust fabric, which was absolutely perfect for recovering our large studio table. And Keith and Linda Vincent very kindly went there and spent ages and ages recovering the table, so we look very smart. And that's all the good news. There is also some bad news, as there always is. In August last year, Graham Cranmer, many of you will have known Graham, he was one of the founding members of WTN. Well, he died. He'd been a stalwart reader on both the newspaper and the magazine. And I can remember very well when I just started with WTN, very long time ago, perhaps 10, 12 years ago, and I was a reserve reader for everything, really, a reserve everything. And I was asked to go along and be a reserve reader for one Saturday morning when they were recording the magazine. And I'd never met Graham before, and I was sitting opposite him as he was reading his pieces and I was listening and watching. And I was so mesmerised by his wonderful and unique delivery that when it came round to my turn, there was a long silence, because I was still thinking about what he'd done. He had the most remarkable manner about him. So he's very sadly missed. Edna Bide was a ratter. A lot of you know what ratters are, and a lot of you don't. They're sort of the admin people who deal with all the memory sticks and the wallets as they come in and sort them all out and put them back in the wallets and hang up the sticks on the wall and so on. And I'm often asked why they're called rats, R-A-T. And I'm not sure exactly, but at an event not so very long ago, I read a poem that had been composed by Celia Ferguson's late husband, Mark, about what ratters means. And I think RAT is something to do with recording and tape administration, something like that. And well, David would know, David Farthing, is that right?
I think it was registration.
Registration.
Tape administration.
And tape, yes. And the people who are rats still like to be called that, I'm told. I haven't heard that from a rat, but that's what I'm told. Earlier this year, quite early this year in January, I think it was, Valerie Burton died. And many of you will have known Valerie. She was very much involved in setting up the Talking Newspaper 28 years ago. And she felt very strongly that the newspaper should be read with what she called and kept calling no nonsense. No nonsense, she kept saying. And in fact, Valerie was a very no-nonsense sort of person, really, and she was charming in that respect. And it was Valerie who, in fact, started the monthly magazine. And high standards were very important to Valerie. She introduced a reading test for potential readers. We have it still today, and we call it an audition, but it's actually a reading test, and people can fail it. Now then, I must talk about, finally, data protection. Everybody's talking about data protection, we know that. And you can wake up now, Peter. I've finished. nobody can avoid it. And there are new regulations which come into force this month. I think it's on, is it the 18th, 28th? Thank you. 26. And it makes us necessary to explain how we manage the information that we hold about anybody with whom we come into contact. And we've written to all listeners and volunteers about this, and we've explained on the recordings as well, on the Friday morning recordings. And in the case of volunteers, we've also sent them, as well as a letter, we've sent them the privacy policy, which looks like this. It's also available on our website. You just go to winchestertalkingnews.com and go to the bottom of the first page, and there it says privacy policy, and you click and you'll find this. And there is now also, thanks to Keith Vincent for doing it, there is an audio version of it. So you can listen to it, and if you want to be sent a copy of it, you can request that, and you'll be sent a memory stick with that on, which might be a really exciting way of spending an evening. Yes. Who knows? But if there are any questions you have about our privacy policy, please ask a committee member, and they'll pretend that they know the answers to the questions. Finally, this really is the end of this bit. Finally, a big thank you to all our supporters and friends and volunteers, of course. And last, but by no means least, to all our listeners. Without the listeners, we wouldn't be here today. There would be no point in our existence. So thank you to everyone, because that's the reason we're here today. Thank you.